October the 1st, 2009, it's now past 7 p.m. Would everyone please stand and join us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Mayor.
Good evening.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Glad to host you gentlemen tonight. It's a pleasure to have Butler County Commissioners up here in Middletown, and your staff certainly welcome you all and appreciate you taking the time to come up and have your meeting in Middletown where our citizens can participate. On behalf of City Council, we wish you well. We want to reiterate our commitment to work throughout the county to make government better. And I thought I'd just take a quick moment to comment on a couple things that are happening up here in Middletown that I think you might be concerned about from a countywide level. Certainly a challenge we're facing is with our budget, as I know the county is and other municipalities. And we've identified that as a priority in 2009, and we're working through that. Council is going to be addressing our budget issues here in the coming months. Fortunately or unfortunately, we've been through this a few times before, but we will have some cuts to make. I think as the county's addressing their issues, we're going to be challenged to make some adjustments in our budget and the services we deliver. But we are committed to delivering good value to our taxpayers and are very prudent with the dollars we spend. Another issue that our council and administration has tackled this year has been our Section 8 housing. It's been a challenge that we've addressed through the years, but I think we've really got our hands around it this year and are beginning to move forward with a plan, and council's to be commended for working towards that in towards that effort over the past several months. And we've got some work to do yet, but we are working towards that. On the economic development front, it's another high priority for us. And the last one I'll mention tonight, we are working on a number of plans. There are economic development directors in here tonight. Denise Hammett from the economic development staff is here. We've worked on a couple great plans for both ends of town, downtown, our historic downtown, and working to try to incorporate a number of different initiatives there. But also on the east end, out towards Warren County and the town mall, we've developed a new plan that will allow us to present some different ideas to developers and interested parties. So we welcome any input or ideas you guys may have from the county level in terms of how we can work together. And the last one I would mention, certainly we are committed to regionalization and the efforts that can be made towards better government throughout the county, working together cooperatively, and whatever we can do towards those means is certainly something we'll work towards. So, again, welcome, and thank you again for coming to Middletown this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mayor.
Do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
So move.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
I'd like to add to the agenda, Tim, consideration for endorsement of Issue 3. I don't know where you want to put it. You board want to deal with it first, last, any care?
Doesn't matter to me.
We have a motion on the table to consider the endorsement of Issue 3, which is the ballot language endorsing casino gambling, I think, at racetracks.
No, yes. Not racetracks. That's second. I'll second that, but it's not.
Okay.
It's for.
I haven't moved. You guys haven't moved.
Oh, well, I thought he did.
I'll move the motion.
Okay. All right.
And I second that.
Any discussion? I think it. I'll start by saying it. I think it is important issue. It brings jobs. It brings jobs to our area. It also means millions of dollars in licensing fee for part of that Butler County will get. I think it's about $9 million, which is will be greatly needed to help fill the budget gap. But in looking at the issue and discussing the issue, we have these services within 20 minutes of Butler County, and I think it makes sense to capture those dollars for our community and for Ohio.
I would agree. I'm I've always been a proponent when I was a state legislator of casino gambling, and the reason is that, you know, we've heard a sucking sound as money goes outside the state to Indiana, to Michigan, to Pennsylvania, and that was in form of all the tax dollars or entertainment dollars that were going outside the state, and a lot of our residents of Butler County and Ohio were giving their money to other states. And I think that with the proposal that this casino proposal has, that there's going to be, I believe, four casinos in Cincinnati, Columbus, Cleveland, and Toledo, that every county will be benefiting from this proposal. And for Butler County, as Don mentioned, that we stand to gain in Butler County almost $17 million, which $10 million, I believe, for the general fund, the budget, and $7 million for schools. Now, that's based on revenue projections, and I'm sure that that even if they were half right, that's still something that we need to really consider during these tough times. And also, as Don mentioned, the jobs that will be created, and not only construction jobs, but just full-time jobs of operating the casinos. So the last thing I want to mention is that I think in the state of Ohio, we've been sort of hypocrites with regards to casino gambling, and in that, you know, we've passed the lottery and we have lottery available to our citizens, and I think that we need to, you know, capture these dollars that are being that are there, that people want to partake in and enjoy, and I think that it's the right thing to do with to put the vote to the citizens, and I hope that the citizens of Butler County will support this issue, this proposal, because it makes sense for Ohio and also makes sense for Butler County.
Well, it is unprecedented times as far as the economy is concerned, and there is an opportunity here, I think, to capture some money in that regard. We recently went to the Hollywood with friends, and just counting the cars in the parking lot, at least 7 out of every 10 cars had Ohio license plates, and I understand that that's on a regular basis, so that kind of speaks for itself, so I have to be in favor of this at this time.
Great.
Okay, we have a motion and second on the floor. Vote for approval. Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes. We'll move on to resolutions to be adopted. Tim?
Certainly, we first have a separate resolution to consider. This is a resolution in which bids were opened September 15th and referred and reviewed on September 17th for two programs, the Misdemeanor Jail Reduction Program and the Non-Residential Felony Diversion Program, whereas both programs are part of the day reporting process for the Common Pleas Courts. Gary Yates from the Court Administrator and Chief Probation Officer has reviewed and has recommended that the bids be awarded to Community Behavioral Health. There were two participants on the bid process that placed bids, Community Behavioral Health and Talbert House. So the resolution reads, now therefore be resolved that the Board of County Commissioners hereby awards the aforementioned bids to Community Behavioral Health for an amount not to exceed $200,000 for the non-residential felony diversion program and $100,000 for the misdemeanor jail reduction program, and order the Butler County Administrator to locate and provide space for these programs and also extend the current contract with Community Behavioral Health for another 30 days or less based upon the final execution of the contract.
We have a motion for the contract.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes. Travel and training?
As we go into the communications, we will read the various resolutions and consider them in total with one vote, unless a commissioner takes an exception and wants anything broken out separately. First, in travel and training, we have two requests to consider tonight. First is from John Sabatini and Wenda Savino in juvenile court to attend the Sex Offender Management Internet Predators and Technology for Probation Officers, $426 in Columbus, Ohio, October 29th to the 30th. Next, we have Donna Everson from Community Development to attend the Butler County Township Association annual banquet, $40, Liberty Township, October the 8th. As we move on to finance resolutions, you have the request for finance resolutions at your table. And we have 15 items to consider today, or tonight. The first, we have four items for the general fund and the balance for non-general funds. First is the transfer of $6,500 between accounts to accommodate additional unemployment costs. That's in the auditor's department. In the commissioner's other department, we have reclassifications between accounts of $20,000 and $6,370 in order to accommodate the final payments on our new Avaya phone system. Next, item number three, that's the district court. We have a transfer between funds of $3,200 in order to enable the replacement of desktop computers. Finally, in the general fund in Department 1575, which is the health department, we have an increase in budget of $110,000. This increase is a state mandate for children's medical expenses. It brings our expenses for the year up to $660,000. The max, according to statute, is $720,000. In 2008, we were mandated to spend and spent $566,477 for mandated children's medical. Non-general fund, the recorder special equipment fund 210, there's a transfer between accounts of $3,000 in order for an upgrade to software. In the sheriff's VOCA fund, which is fund 1000, we have two transfers between accounts of $389 each. This basically reverts a previous transfer that was made, but due to insufficient funds in the accounts, it would need to be reversed. Next, under the Sheriff's Waterway Safety Fund, these are also previous transfers that were made but need to be reversed because of insufficient funds, and they are Waterway Safety Fund 1019, transfers in the amount of $11.24, $11.24, and then $80.80, and $80.80. Item number eight, Stormwater Management. This is Fund 1260. This is an increase in budget of $52,344 and then a transfer from the Stormwater Management Fund to the Butler County Engineers Fund. And this particular fund or transfer reimburses the Butler County Engineer for expenses associated with administration of the Stormwater Management Fund. Item number nine, we have two items from Job and Family Services Fund 1780. These are reclasses between accounts of $50,000 in order to accommodate additional supply due to the enormous increase in demand for Job and Family Services, up 43%. And then another reclass to cover from personnel services to temp services to cover scanning projects. Item number 10, Capital Improvements Fund 2000. We have reclasses between accounts of $6,525 and $33,100 to accommodate the final payments on the Avaya phone system. Item number 11, the Water Fund, Fund 4100. This is a decrease in budget of $39,000 in this particular fund due to the curtailment and elimination of spending. Item number 12, this is Fund 4901, the Government Services Center Parking Facility or Parking Garage. There's a transfer between the funds of $1,000 to enable final purchase for the year of dispensing tickets for the gates. Item number 13, this is for the Butler County Fuel Depot. We have a transfer between accounts, $1,000. This will enable us to demolish the sign that exists at this particular site. Item number 14, emergency management. This is an increase in budget of $5,152 in order to take care of the payment of hazmat physical exams. Finally, item number 15, this is from the Metro Parks These are transfers between accounts to enable refunds for canceled family reservations. The amount of the transfers between accounts is $2,500, $500, and $1,000, respectively. Now, from the Budget Commission, we have four funds in which there's an increase in the estimated resources or revenues predicted for these particular funds. First is the Area Court Computer Fund, an increase of $33,400. Second is the Venice Gardens Bond Retirement Fund, an increase of $58,706. Next is the Emergency Management Fund, Fund 6011, an increase of $5,152. And finally, the Ohio Children's Trust Fund, Fund 6190, an increase of $54,431. As we move on to personnel, we have nine personnel actions for you to consider tonight. First is to accept and place on file the employee's payroll for Job and Family Services for the period September 12, 2009 to September 25, 2009. All payroll rate changes from Job and Family Services have been reconciled back to previously approved resolutions by the Board of Butler County Commissioners. Next is to accept and place on file Job and Family Services Summer Youth Employment Program employee payroll for the period September 5th, 2009 through September 18th, 2009. Bear in mind, this is part of the summer stimulus package that the county received for this type of summer employment. Next, we have a couple terminations. This is just cleanup work of people that were on an intermittent status. First, we approve the termination of Shonda Combs as the intermittent economic development assistant, and approve the termination of Brian Coughlin effective May 18, 2009, who was a special projects assistant. Next, we have four resolutions and personnel from Children's Services to grant educational increases, and they are as follows. Angela Baker, she's a social services supervisor in Children's Services, an increase of $1.70 an hour, effective August 29. Second, Sandra Roseman, she's a screening coordinator in Children's Services, an increase of $2.06 an hour, effective August 29. Next is Patricia Kelly, Social Services Supervisor, Children's Services, an increase of $1.43, effective August 29. And finally, Cynthia Klein, who is Social Service Supervisor in Children's Services, an increase of $1.77, effective August 29, 2009. Community Development brings forth tonight two resolutions for your consideration. First is to award a contract 093 and 099 for the Cottage Corner Village Drainage Project and the St. Clair Township Catch Basin Reconstruction Contract. The contract is with REI Construction in the amount of $71,911. Next is from the Development Department, and that is a waiver of a permit for a temporary tent, whereby a fee of $100 is established for this particular event. Now under Water and Sewer. Water and Sewer brings one item for you to consider today, and that is to approve an agreement with Cincinnati Bell for wireless cell phone usage for the for Children's Services. This is in accordance with the collective bargaining unit contract for those employees. As far as non-collective bargaining unit personnel, it follows the general policy that has been established countywide for cell phone usage. The Butler County Engineer has one item for you to consider tonight, and that is to receive and refer bids for the Liberty Fairfield Water Pump Station. Excuse me, that is Water and Sewer, not the Engineer. And that is for the general contract. We received two bids, one from Natgen Corporation in the amount of $2,263,565, and a second bid was from Preload Inc. in the amount of $2,342,050. Contract B on this project is the electrical contract. There were six bids received. The low bid is for Rapier Electric for $41,586, and a high bid was DeBraw Kimball Mechanical in the amount of $69,000 even. Now, as we move into miscellaneous, we have, looks like 10 miscellaneous items. Nope, excuse me, I skipped one. The Butler County Engineer. Butler County Engineer has requested you to receive and refer bids for the preparation and topography of the printing of the county transportation map. The only bid received was Ingalls Guide, Inc., in the amount of $54,950. Now, as we go into miscellaneous items, we have 10 miscellaneous items for you to consider tonight. First is to approve a rejection of bids received, proposals received for the lease of the Butler County Law Library as requested by the Library Resources Board. They asked us to not to award a five-year contract, but rebid on a one-year basis, you know, with annual renewals. Next is to approve recommendations on the budget process work group from the budget work group as presented and communicated in the budget work group work sessions with the county commissioners. The recommendations were submitted and discussed in work session on September 21st, and the commissioners agreed with the recommendations that are being made from the budget work group. The commissioners had asked five different items to be considered in addition to the recommendations, and the first item would be that there should be a separate document between the budget policy and the budget instructions. The second item was the Office of Management and Budget will coordinate the request and justification for new account codes needed by the various departments and fund in close concert with the Auditor's Department. Third, the budgeting guidance suggested by the budget work group to calculate non-employment cost line items based upon the past 3 years shall be modified to include a three-year period, which includes the estimate for 2009 expenditures, and shall be modified to read the lesser of the three-year average or the 2009 level. Item number four, the budget work group encouraged the budget hearings at which one or more of the Butler County commissioners will attend. And item number five, the Office of Management Budget shall conduct monthly budget meetings in 2010. Next on the agenda is to approve and execute agreement with the City of Hamilton for indigent defense reimbursements and submissions to the Public Defender's Office for reimbursement. Next, the Butler County Recorder is requesting you to establish a fee for the Butler County Recorder's Office at $4 in order to supplement equipment needs. This is a statutory fee according to Ohio Revised Code 317-321, and it is the max permissible under the code. Next, we have five appointments to the Public Defenders Commission. The Public Defenders Commission is a commission that meets to handle the guardian ad litem contracts with the juvenile court. And where you're asking to appoint Rob Clevenger from juvenile court, Chris Pagan, local attorney, Ray Pater from the CSEA department of the county, Gary Yates from the Common Pleas Court, as well as Tim Williams from the Butler County Commissioner's Office. Finally, under communications, you're asked to approve reimbursement of $23.46 to Donald Schallenbarger to replace flowers at the Butler County Monument due to the break-in that we incurred a couple of months ago. And lastly, you're requested to approve 109 payments that are presented under the then and now certificate.
Any discussion on any of the issues on the agenda? None. We have a motion.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman.
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet.
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon.
Yes. Do the commissioners have anything tonight? I've got one quick issue.
It's good news, I think, for a change. On the economics, I think it has potential to be. CG&E, which supplies our electric, has a deregulated side of their company. And they have a different programs where you can, they can sell electric at different rates. And I'd like the board to consider allowing our administrator to meet with them. I've got some preliminary numbers from them, but to meet with them and explore this and see if it's, if in fact it's as good as it looks. Just based on the numbers that preliminary numbers that we've looked at through that the buildings that we own that we provide electric to, for 2010 and 2011, it looks like we'd just a ballpark number is about $260,000 a year savings. There are providers already, and it doesn't appear that it costs us about $4,000 to change out some meters, and other than that, it looks like that's the only cost that we have to us. But if the board would concur, maybe we could direct our administrator to look into this and see if it in fact is as good as it sounds.
Actually, we have already been working with them. In fact, we've supplied them all with the electric bills from all of our locations, and I think that's what they're basing the estimate on. It basically includes a service area outside the city of Hamilton.
Right.
Because there's the city of Hamilton would have to agree to a deregulated price because of just the mechanics of deregulation. But this is a benefit, and it is probably going to benefit more our water and sewer department.
Yeah.
But $260,000 certainly is good news to consider. We'll be happy to...
That's each year.
Yes.
And I don't know all what needs to be considered, but, we'd look at it and see.
Certainly.
I do. Would that also include different facilities that are owned by different boards?
I think it has to be everything that's in our name. The meter has to be in Butler County's name.
Okay.
So, and it does pertain, as I look through that list, it does pertain to a lot of our heavy users like the treatment plants, pumping plants, that kind of stuff. But there's a savings on the smaller buildings too. Now, they're not the only company that does that. So, I mean, we need to look at see what that is. But it appears to me, since they're our carrier, it might make sense to just stay with them.
Okay.
So maybe $500,000 at the end of the day. So instead of... Usually we get it the other way around. It's $500,000 more. Now it might be $500,000 less. So. Okay. Do we have anybody in the audience who wants to bring anything for the board? Have any questions, comments, discussions? Anyone? Yes, sir.
Good evening. My name is Paul Nagy. I live at 1325 Orchard Street here in Middletown, and I want to add to the mayor's welcome and hope that we'll see you a whole lot more. I think this is very important, especially to the city of Middletown. What I'd like to say is I know a couple of oversimplifications in some pretty complex times, and I know you recognize them as that, but maybe in complex times, oversimplifications are the things that we need to consider more than we do at other times. We are, as has been stated, in very rough times financially, and I wonder if it isn't the better part of wisdom for the county as well as the municipalities within the county to consider putting our financial houses in order and getting in the best fiscal position at this time that we can, and be looking at the time when the turnaround comes, which I think we're all looking at 3 to 5 years. And I know that we must, running government is complex and we have so many things we must keep going, but there is an avenue and there is a space where the municipalities as well as the county can practice the prudent man rule and can become more fiscally responsible and put its financial house in order and be ready when the turnaround does come so that our finances look so great that we can go to the federal government or grants or wherever the money is for a turnaround, and in a coordinated effort, if the municipalities such as Middletown and the county are in such have their financial house in order in such good shape that we could go together and say whether we go to the Recovery Act or whatever the federal government has to order and say, look, we have prepared for this, we're ready. We are ready to bring revitalization to our county and to the municipalities in our county in a coordinated effort. We've got our houses in order. Here's what we want to do. Here's why you think you should, we think you should look at us and why you should give us what we need to put us back on the map and revitalize us, particularly in southwestern Ohio. We're in prime location, and when the turnaround comes, I believe our part of the country can benefit perhaps more strongly than any other part of the country. I know that's an oversimplification, but I wish you'd consider it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's a point well taken. I think we're working towards that, but the regionalism part is a good component. Anything else?
No, I'd like to kind of piggytail a little bit on what the gentleman stated. One of my pet projects all along has been the extension of 63, and I really think that would bring a lot of economic development to the area, particularly the northern part of Butler County. And I think that if we could work toward that, which we obviously have been doing for some time, but it's always the almighty dollar, it's all that's kept it from happening. But with grants and so on, and trying to do basically what you say, that would be a very top-notch project, I think, to make quite a difference in this area. So that's the kind of thing we work on regularly and keep on the radar. So it's not like we're sitting around waiting for something to happen, because we're constantly, and I know Middletown is, Hamilton is, thinking of projects and working toward a better Butler County. Appreciate the input. Thank you.
Okay, great. Seeing none, we have a motion to adjourn.
Well, I'd just like to say, first of all, I really appreciate the hospitality, and I wasn't sure how many we'd have here tonight, so I brought my own cheering section. My wife, Peg, my daughter, Pam, and our good friends, Mike and Linda Ulrich. And we took this opportunity to have a wonderful dinner at the Manchester.
Well, thanks.
That's always good.
Thanks for inviting us.
You know, I meant to do that. Uh-huh. I don't know why it slipped my mind, but I was afraid you'd make me pay. So, but again, it's always a pleasure to work with Middletown and the City Council and all of your staff, and we do appreciate the hospitality. Thank you.
Great. Yep. Yeah. Thank you.
Same here.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Tony Marconi said we had to make it short, so we did.
Thanks, everyone, for coming.
Actually, Greg, I wanted to post the meeting at the Manchester and said no.
Yeah, right.
Everyone would have been welcome. That was quite good.